Part 1. On Religion, the Natural and Divine Life, and the Exemplification of Divine Love in Our Blessed Savior. My dear friend, this designation doth give you a title to all endeavors, whereby I can serve your interests, and your pious inclinations to do so happily conspire with my duty, that I shall not need to step out of my road to gratify you, but I may at once perform an office of friendship and discharge an exercise of my function, since the advancing of virtue and holiness, which I hope you make your greatest study, is the peculiar business of my employment. This, therefore, is the most popular instance wherein I can vent my affection and express my gratitude towards you, and I shall not any longer delay the performance of the promise I made you to this purpose. For though I know you are provided with better helps of this nature than any I can offer you, nor are you like to meet with anything here which you knew not before, yet I am hopeful that what cometh from one whom you are pleased to honor with your friendship, and which is more particularly designed for your use, will be kindly accepted by you. And God's providence perhaps may so direct my thoughts that something or other may prove useful to you. Nor shall I doubt your pardon if, for molding my discourse into the better frame, I lay a low foundation, beginning with the nature and properties of religion, and all along give such way to my thoughts, in the prosecution of the subject, as may bring me to say many things which were not necessary, did I only consider to whom I am writing. I cannot speak of religion, but I must lament that among so many pretenders to it, so few understand what it means, some placing it in the understanding, in orthodox notions and opinions, and all the account they can give of their religion is that they are of this and the other persuasion, and have joined themselves to one of those many sects wherein to Christendom is most unhappily divided. Others place it in the outward man, in a constant course of external duties and a model of performances. If they live peaceably with their neighbors, keep a temperate diet, observe the returns of worship, frequenting the church or their closet, and sometimes extend their hands to the relief of the poor, they think they have sufficiently acquitted themselves. Others again put all religion in the affections, in rapturous hearts, and ecstatic devotion. And all they aim at is to pray with passion, and think of heaven with pleasure, and to be affected with those kind and melting expressions